It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 4th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $65,178. ETH is down slightly at $3,506. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $418. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours. Dogecoin up 15%. Shiba Inu up 22%. Well, Bitcoin has risen to fresh all-time highs against the euro and pound, surpassing 60,000 and close to 52,000 respectively on Coinbase. The market leader is up almost 6% in the last 24 hours. However, it has exceeded its previous peak in U.S. dollar terms, which was over 69,000 in November of 2021. Data from Into the Block shows that more than 97% of Bitcoin addresses are currently in the money. This trend suggests reduced selling pressure and potential for further price gains, especially with strong inflows into U.S.-based spot Bitcoin ETFs. Well, South Korea's Personal Information Protection Commission has launched an investigation into Sam Altman's WorldCoin following complaints about its collection of personal data through iris scanning. The commission will examine WorldCoin's handling of sensitive personal information, including potential overseas transfers, and will take action if any violation of local privacy laws are discovered. WorldCoin has been gathering data on people's faces and irises at 10 locations across South Korea. Previously, this same commission fined OpenAI for data breach involving South Korean citizens. The price of WorldCoin dropped 4% on the news. Well, in a default judgment, a U.S. court ruled that trading certain crypto assets on secondary markets like Coinbase constitutes securities transactions. The ruling came in an insider trading case involving former product manager at Coinbase, Ishan Wahi, his brother Nikhil Wahi, and their friend Samir Rahmani. The judgment stated that tokens traded on secondary markets qualified as investment contracts under the Howey test, making them securities. Rahmani, who allegedly fled the country, faces civil penalties and disgorgement of profits totaling $1.6 million. The decision holds significance as it contradicts arguments that cryptocurrencies are not securities and echoes SEC Chair Gary Gensler's stance. Well, the Singapore-based Bitcoin mining company Bitdeer Technologies has successfully developed a new Bitcoin mining chip for its upcoming rig, the SEALMINER A1. This chip, called SEAL01, utilizes 4-nanometer technology, an improvement over the current standard. The company aims to enhance mining performance while reducing energy consumption and environmental impact. The launch timeline for the new mining rig has not been disclosed. And finally, late last week, Cathie Wood's investment firm ARK Invest sold 217,000 shares of Coinbase, or around $45 million worth. The move was part of ARK's rebalancing efforts amid Coinbase's price surge. Coinbase's stock closed up 22% on the week. ARK also sold $11 million worth of Robinhood shares across the same period. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.